And do you want to play some games, but you're not sure where to go? Well, conventions are often a really good chance to break out that board or card game you can't get your mates to play and also make some new friends in the process. Compared to places like the United States, which obviously have much larger populations, game conventions are comparatively rare in Australia, but they definitely do exist. I am joined right now in the studio by Matt Horam, creator of EdinCon. Thanks.
Hi.
Thanks for coming in, Matt.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Sam. Thanks.
So, Matt, your event's called EdinCon. What is an Edin? Let's start there.
Okay, let's get that out of the way. If anybody's heard of Dungeons & Dragons, there are monsters in that, and there's a two-headed giant called the Edin.
Mm-hmm.
And our convention started as a double birthday party. So we're in Etten ourselves.
It started as a birthday party.
Yeah, it did. It started as like an impromptu, what will I do for my birthday? I know I'll hire a hall and invite whoever wants to play games. And then somebody else that was a gamer in my area was like, wait, my birthday's like right near that. Let's have a combined party. So his friends, my friends, random people on the internet, we all got together and we've been doing that now twice a year for like almost 3 years.
And what's the comparison between who showed up then and who's been showing up in you know, more recent years?
We had a handful of people, maybe, I don't know, 50 tops at the first one.
And they'd all have been like your immediate friends,
yeah,
more or less.
Friends, family, and people that we knew from like Google Plus, gaming communities, those sorts of things. And now it's like a ticketed event that we do twice a year for, you know, we're ready for 300 people this time. We had 250 at the last one.
So before we delve too much into you know, a few particulars, what do you do at EdinCon? Like, if you go there, it's held in Blackheath, so mm-hmm. in the
yep.
Blue Mountains.
Correct.
What do you do when you go there?
Okay, well, when you walk in the door, there are a stack of tables, and most of them are just open for you to use. So you can bring a board game from home, or you can check one out from our library. We've got like 300 games in the library. And you know, try something new, meet some people. Try a game. You can sign up for role-playing games and like play structured things for like 3 hours. You can play card game tournaments like Magic the Gathering. You can sit down and play Minecraft or other like social multiplayer games with people on screens in the corner.
Now, one of my particular interests is in role-playing games.
Yes.
And I like to think that's sort of like the spiritual heart of a lot of these sort of conventions.
It is, really. I mean, the whole convention movement really kicked off, the way we understand it now, from Geneva, Wisconsin in like 1967.
What? And that was?
That was three card tables and an abasement. From a guy named Gary that invited people around.
Gary Gygax, yeah. The founder of Dungeons & Dragons.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so he had like a dozen people in his house, and then they wanted to do it again, so he hired a hall, and off it went.
Now, one like you have people coming there to run role-playing games at your convention, and I know two of those are the Story Brewers Role-Playing.
Oh, yeah.
Who have just launched a Kickstarter, and we talked about them last week on the program, that called based around Jane Austen. So it's a game where you sit down and you and your friends all are Jane Austen characters and your Regency.
Pride and Prejudice and role playing kind of thing.
Yeah. So where do you think where do you think things like EdinCon fit into like promoting Australian made, you know, stories and role playing games?
Well, it's really important to us because when we meet people that are local and are designing things, especially things of this kind of quality that we're talking about, Story Brewers, Jez Gordon, a number of people that have like taking the chance to come and show their stuff off with us and play test it with people and get the word out. And I really want to see them all do really well because we're all in this together. We like the same kind of things. And I like seeing people make stuff and share stuff.
And have you taken the opportunity to get involved in a couple of those sessions yourself, or do you mostly the unfortunate administrator role?
Yeah, mostly I'm on my feet running the thing, but I mean I run at least one game every event. I set it aside and say I have to do at least one game and no more than one game because I'm too wrecked from organizing.
Well, I assume that the experience for you has probably changed a bit over the years because, you know, you kind of go from that, oh boy, I'm here having a birthday party to I am an administrator. Welcome to my hall.
Well, funnily enough, that kind of happened immediately. Like I tried to run at least two things at the first one and that was only a 6-hour event. Now we do 12 hours. I nearly fell over from exhaustion because I'd been freaking out about the whole thing. Now I kind of have a structure and it's not going to fall apart so much. So, you know, I can enjoy it every time in some way.
And I know you bring like your own kids along to Edin Con.
Yeah, stacking my kids are volunteers. Some of them run demonstrations of games. The rest of them, well, they just need to get a bit bigger and I'm sure they'll get into it.
So it's never really too early to get involved in this stuff?
Oh, God, no. God, no. You can play the simplest games with the youngest of kids, you know. So long as they can actually, you know, engage you in some sort of conversational interaction. I mean, you can't really get babies involved in much except for bowling, maybe. But
bowling using the babies.
Exactly. Yeah. But when they can actually interact with you in more of a social way and you can start playing storytelling games and things like that.
So now I know a lot of our listeners probably would not have played a role-playing game themselves or even maybe have heard one. So I thought we might share a little bit of live action role-playing for you. Just a little bit of a sample so you can have what you know. And you ran this actually when I came to Edin Con last year and I had a lot of fun with it.
Yeah.
Can you just tell us a little bit what Action Castle?
Okay. So if anybody's familiar with video games before there were graphics, so text adventures where you would type in sort of an interactive fiction environment. So you'd say, I want to go north. And then the computer would spill out a paragraph telling you what you could see once you've gone north and give you, you know, an opportunity to decide what you wanted to do there. There's a guy named Jared Sorensen that's he's just recently done a Kickstarter to put this out as a book, actually. But he's done a variety of games called Parsley, where it emulates the experience of typing frustrated commands into a really short-sighted computer system to navigate some sort of a story adventure. And so Action Castle is the first one that he made.
Okay, so I thought we'd share a short sample of this,
if
you can. So set the scene for us, Matt.
Most certainly. I will set the scene for you. So, welcome to Action Castle. You are standing in a small cottage. There is a fishing pole here. Exits are out.
Take fishing pole.
You have a fishing pole. Congratulations.
Go out.
You are on a garden path. It is lush. There is a rose bush here. There is a cottage here. Exits are north, south, and in.
Examine rose bush.
It is the most beautiful rose bush, and it contains a single red rose.
Take rose.
You have a beautiful rose. Congratulations.
Go north.
Okay. You are on a winding path. There is a tall tree here. Exits are south, east, and up.
Climb tree.
You are at the top of a tall tree. There is a stout dead branch here.
Attach rose to branch.
You're not sure how you're going to manage that.
Eat rose.
The rose was delicious, though a little thorny in parts.
Eat branch.
The branch is a little too strong for your teeth.
And I would like to pause here and say that mostly when you play this live, it devolves into everyone trying to eat everything in their inventory.
Yeah, yeah, that does happen. And you also have people that, because it's more of a party game, that you can have several people that they take turns at entering commands. So they start to fight against each other and quit the game without saving, which is really frustrating.
Right, and then they have to restart all of it
exactly.
again. So that was just a little snippet. When I played this, we had a whole round of people, and often Matt's kids were much better than everyone else because they knew how it went and they kept trying to drive us in the right direction while everyone else was doing silly things and dying.
To derail it,
it's a lot of fun. It's a little bit of a taste of what role-playing can be like, although it can take an infinite number of forms.
Yeah.
And if you head along to Edin Con, which is happening next Saturday, so the Saturday the
24th
of February at Blackheath, and there are still tickets available?
Yeah, there are tickets available online. You can get them at edincon.org, and they are still at early bird prices until tomorrow night.
All right, so you can check that out, get some tickets for yourself if you're interested, or you can just look up all the various creators who are going along, all the various games associated with it if you can't make it yourself. But if you do, you can check out Matt. You can see Matt and all the other games and try out for yourself. Thanks very much, Matt.
It's great to be
a lot
here.
Of fun.
Thanks,
look forward
Sam.
To next week.
Yeah.
All right.